Talk flirty to me.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Talk Flirty to Me, episode number two. I'm here with
me,
Sean Murphy,
which is my real name, not my pseudonym.
All right, let's not jump the gun yet.
That's what we're talking about today, folks.
It's true. We are going to be talking about some pseudonym action. Namely,
some crazy action pseudonyms.
Namely, it's a bit of a what's the word I'm looking for? It's a bit of a self, not indulgent, but it's to make myself feel better because I was editing episode one, and the amount of times that Sean called me by my first name, my real name, and that I had to like edit it out and go back, and it was such a pain in the ass that I'm like not doing that again. So from here on out, we're going to talk about pseudonyms.
It took me a long time to remember your real name. So
as we covered in episode one, it did take you a long time. So obviously, yeah, we're talking about some pseudonyms. Before we get into that, though, I wanted to say a quick thank you to everyone who listened last week or in the last 7 days listened to our podcast. We've had a really, really great turnout, and I was looking at some of the countries people are listening from, and we've got quite a
let me guess
international listenership.
I'm going to guess yes. A lot in France.
Yeah, we got some France.
That's where my customers are, some of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm guessing England, Ireland.
A couple of England, yeah. No Ireland.
No Ireland?
Hold on, let me see.
What is the point of being Irish? You can't find support.
So we brought the dog up here because he was so annoying.
Whose idea?
It was my idea. But no, he was being so quiet while we prepped and now he's starting to bark. Anyway, so yes, a few in the United Kingdom. I don't see any in Ireland. Isn't that funny? So these are some of the other more like unique ones that I was surprised at. We've got Bulgaria. Mm. We've got Brazil. We've got some Germany. We've got Finland. Hey, Finland. That's pretty cool.
I'm very excited about
Finland. Well, because I did the show Spamalot a couple of years ago, and there's a whole song dedicated to Finland in the musical. Finland. It's like,
maybe anyway. That's why they're all listening to you. Like
that. Mexico, Portugal, which is probably George. Hey, George.
Whenever one.
our friend out there in Portugal. And then the other one is Romania.
Mm.
So that's pretty cool.
The land of Dracula.
I know, right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was in Romania, I'd be thinking about Dracula and researching castles and walking around in the forest at night or all day.
Not listening to us.
Yeah.
Shoot the shit.
But apparently Romanians didn't even know Dracula was really a big deal until somewhat recently.
Because really?
The country, I guess, was a little behind on some technology and, you know, I'm going to botch the history if I try to recount it right now off the top of my head. But as far as like Dracula being such a big deal for us for over 100 years, for them, they're like, who's this? What? He's from Romania? I believe that it was something
what?
Like that. Our Romanian person that's listening is going to, he's probably losing his mind now.
Romania and Finland, because I have a weird thing for Finland, I guess. I don't think it's weird. I think Finland is cool. Mm-hmm. Plus, like I said, there's a whole song dedicated to it in Spamalot. But like, we have an email. It's talkflirtytomepodcast@gmail.com. Feel free to write in. That goes for anyone, not just Finland or Romania.
You should invent people and be like, oh, so-and-so from Romania wrote in and asked, you know, just...
Maybe that's what I already did.
So do we have any emails?
Whole list.
Do we have
any emails? We don't have any.
So you didn't do it.
We have an email. This one says, Dear Sean, you're a butt.
I'm pretty sure I know who wrote that. Yeah, marketing, man, you just gotta lie. Be like, oh yeah, tons. I'm sorry, we can only
I don't think we really advertise the fact that we have this email that people
doesn't
can
matter.
Like, write
man,
in.
It's the age of Trump, man. If you make it sound convincing,
oh,
you can spin it.
That is not the way I want to live my life. In any case, not to get into
it's
that
compelling
topic.
Fiction is better than the truth.
So anyway,
so.
We have an email. If you want to write in, we'd love to hear your thoughts. We'd love to hear if you have any like topic ideas, any show topic ideas, write in to us. trying to think what else people could write in about, but we'll figure that out later.
Whatever
your little heart's desire.
Is this an adult rated show or kids?
I believe it's adult rated. Yeah. I was very cautious. I kept going back and forth. But we drop so many F bombs.
I go on Twitter and I ask people, hey, I have 15 minutes, shoot me some open queue time or whatever. And I'm like, ask me anything you want. I'll be as honest as possible. I try to be pretty authentic. And I'm always surprised by how vanilla most of the questions are.
Hmm.
Like, how do you beat writer's block? You know, stuff like that, which is super important. But yeah, I can't really explain some of these things on Twitter. And for your people, because you write erotic romance and stuff like that, I imagine what kind of interesting questions you might get.
I don't know. The writer's block one is a very popular question. I get people who think it's... It's funny, and maybe they don't think it. Maybe it's a legit question where they ask, like, just how do you come up with your ideas, and do you watch a lot of porn? That's what I get that a lot.
Really? Wow, okay.
Or, like, people who just ask, like, very intense questions about...
Do you watch a lot of porn?
I don't want to answer that.
Oh, I wrote in. And, I got an email right here calling.
This person
in Romania wants to know if you watch a lot of porn.
I get people who... ask a lot of like intense questions about my love life, which makes me very uncomfortable at times.
You have readers that come up and show you some pretty amazing photos on their phone sometimes that you're not ready for.
Yeah, that has happened. I've seen photos of some of my readers in their own BDSM lives.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, actually, that's a good point. Sometimes people, it's not even about asking me questions, it's that they open up to me in ways.
That's what I find when I go to conventions and meet readers, customers, and all that, is a lot of them are standing in line waiting just to unload on you, in a good way, what your stuff means to them.
Yeah.
And your job isn't so much to respond as it is just to take it in and absorb it.
And just be
let
so
them...
thankful and grateful
exactly.
that there's someone out there reading your stuff, thinking about you, and that you have an impact on their life in that way.
Like they're, you know, 30 minutes in line waiting, be like, what am I going to say? Say something clever, but not too clever. Try to be quick. And, you know, they're so wrapped up, and sometimes some of them are nervous that if you respond, they don't even hear you. Or if you try to joke around, they're like, what? And you throw a wrench in their script, you know? So the goal is to get it out of them as easily as you can. And I have a whole theory about it. There's basically 10 different types of readers that I see generally over and over again. We can get to that in a different podcast.
Yeah. I had one of your readers at a Comic-Con once. He was very, very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
But when he saw me, he got a little flustered because he was like, oh my gosh, you look like MJ. And it was...
Who's that?
Kirsten Dunst when she was Spider-Man. She was MJ.
I'm in comics. Hello. I should know who MJ is.
But he was like really flustered. I think for a moment, especially when I was younger, I would get mistaken for Kirsten Dunst a lot.
Yeah, I actually thought I was marrying Kirsten Dunst, and then
I
imagined my disappointment when I learned it was me. That's why it took me so long to get your real name right, Kirsten.
Right, so that's a good segue now into some pseudonym action.
Oh yeah, almost like we planned it.
Yeah, well done.
Well done, us.
So basically, you do not have a pseudonym.
No, and I often think I maybe should have.
Really?
I don't know. Like I am very hesitant. So I feel like people give themselves cool nicknames way before they're famous. It's like, who do you think you are? Who do you think you're going to be? You think you're hot shit now? Like, you need to get out in front of it and really claim your nickname before you actually establish a working career. To me, I always question that, and I try to stay away from that kind of, I don't know. So I don't mean, if you choose a nickname, a pseudonym,
a nickname.
Whatever. Nickname. It's a little self-indulgent to me, but, you know, on the other hand, I have a lot of friends who have gone by their nicknames. One's his famous artist in England named Jock.
Oh, I love Jock.
Yeah.
Hey, Jock.
Yeah.
Maybe you're one of those UK listeners.
He's,
I doubt it.
Probably
he's like raising children and drawing stuff.
Yeah, working on Star Wars.
Right.
Little things like that.
But Jock and his family are like some of the sweetest people.
Yeah, they are.
And I got to hold his baby.
Oh, you did?
Remember, it was France, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Got to snuggle a baby. Jack's baby.
Well, if he was listening, he's probably not anymore.
I know. Sorry. I just got super creepy about your little girl.
But yeah, I remember asking him, like, man, why did you pick an... First of all, what's jock? Is that, are you like some kind of athlete? And that word over there in England does not mean quite the same thing.
Oh.
And I don't really remember what it means. But yeah, it confused people for a while in this country because it's like, oh, is he some kind of athlete and calls himself a jock? Blah, blah, blah. And I know his real name.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Sometimes people don't want people to say it.
Okay.
But you need
well,
to.
Well, even his wife calls him. Everyone. Even in his most intimate moments, I think people call him jock.
Well, in the intimate moments, I'm
I'm not calling you your book name in intimate moments.
Oh, man. Well, I had a bit of a different story. It wasn't because I thought I would be some sort of, like, well-known author that I had to protect my identity.
Yeah, you say it like that. It makes you made it even more.
At the time that I started writing erotic romance, I was working in the school systems. I was working in daycares and preschools as a photographer. And I worked with a lot of parents and people who are, you know, they run the gamut of their belief systems and what they're comfortable with. And so I was protecting my day job.
Oh,
and that's why I created the nom de plume. What? What's wrong with that word?
Just the way you said it.
Nom de plume.
Your face, which people can't see. So these parents didn't want this crazy, weird, someone who works in these sexual industry to be photographing their innocent
child. Nobody ever stated that outright, but I was just sensitive to the fact that there might be people who would not be okay with that. And I didn't, I mean, again, now that we're bringing this up, I'm sure you are going to say my real name, and other people we have on the show are going to say my real name.
I think
so
the
it's
real
okay.
reason you chose this as a topic is because you know I'm really bad with
I said that when we started the episode. And this is a selfish reason because I don't want to have to keep editing out when you say my name. So you guys, my real name, and don't friend me on Facebook because I won't actually friend you because I use my real name. Facebook is only for like family and super close friends. And honestly, I'm not even on there much. So don't go stalk me. Don't go find me. But my real name is Colleen Katana. And then my pseudonym is Katana Collins. So I just took my name and like flipped it.
So the title of this podcast will be, we had to record it because my husband's a dipshit. And he'll keep using the wrong name.
I feel like that's going to be the name of a lot of episodes.
That's just, yeah, this chapter of my life, pretty much they all start there.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of the reason why I had the name change. And I know for a lot of romance authors that is part of the reason is they're protecting their day jobs. A lot of authors are also like nurses and teachers and or they're protecting their children. It's a it's a security issue in that way. It makes there's a lot of reasons to have a pseudonym. But I actually, well, I assume everyone knows what a pseudonym is, right?
It's
Do
funny.
I need to like define it for people? Perhaps.
You're holding a book about to read it,
I guess
we don't have a choice, so go ahead.
No, we do have a choice, because I feel like I don't want to make anyone...
Okay, don't read it.
All right, we'll skip that.
Look at all those notes you made. You obviously want to go through it.
I have pages of notes.
Then go ahead.
I mean, for anyone who might not know, a pseudonym is a fake name for the purpose of masking your identity, or creating what is now called a personal brand, usually in concordance with a career in the arts. What are you sipping so disgustingly loudly?
Tea.
We're not usually tea drinkers. I think it's funny that we're both drinking tea tonight.
We're recording at night, and we don't want to be buzzed.
True. We don't want to be buzzed. It's also ridiculously hot up here. It's hot everywhere right now, but...
Yeah. To our Portuguese listeners who are in 120 degree heat right now.
Oh my gosh.
Probably
you guys
not going to have much tolerance.
Our European friends, we are empathizing with you and feel you. Also, I'm drinking tea because I'm in a show that opens next week, so I have to keep my voice in tip-top shape.
Is that your voice?
That's my voice.
Is that tip-top?
Nope.
Okay. It sounds all right.
So a little history of some pseudonym action here.
Marilyn Monroe was actually named
Norma Jean Baker, or actually she was born Norma Jean Mortensen, I think, and then she was baptized Norma Jean Baker, which that's on my third page of notes. You skipped ahead.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I just had a feeling you were going there.
She was coming up eventually. But they, Hollywood made her change that name because they thought it sounded too country bumpkin.
Norma Jean? Yeah. I'd say that I agree with that.
Yeah,
that's not that fair. Country doesn't work.
Well, if it fits your brand, it sure does.
Right.
In the old age of Hollywood, what are you laughing at? Everything I say, Sean,
I mean,
makes
if you're
a face.
An actor and you go into Hollywood and your name is like, I don't know, Rodeo McTwangy, yeah, of course you're not going to be cast in
unless you're
movies.
A country singer.
That's true. Is Rodeo
Rodeo McTwangy.
Is that taken? That would be, I'm going to put that in a comic someday.
Rodeo McTwangy. Maybe that's the name of this episode. Oh, no. Anyway.
Someone out there is named Rodeo, and this person is crying right now.
We're not making fun of you, Rodeo. You're our friend. Email in. That's going to be one of the emails I make up next week. Rodeo McTwangy.
From Romania.
Oh, man. So back in old Hollywood, it was really, really popular that they would change actors' names. And a lot of times the studios would change an actor's name without their permission and without their input. Like, mm-hmm. they would just say, look, if you want to sign with us at MGM, you are now going to be XYZ.
Rodeo McTwangy.
Oh, God. And so they would do it without the consent, which I thought was kind of interesting when I found that fact. I found that really surprising, but you probably know this. I feel like the reason I learned this was because of Singing in the Rain, that people back then, they would sign with studios, and they were committed to those studios for whatever the contract
was.
Yeah,
it's definitely in favor of the studios back then. They ran your life.
Yeah.
You know, no one wanted to rock the boat.
They chose what parts you got. They chose if you had a career, if you didn't have a career, and you had no recourse to go just pick up and go to another studio. So,
who else? Brad Pitt?
Hold on, we're getting there. I'm talking about the history, Sean. I have a narrative that I built for this.
This is
going to
sound like I'm drinking tea. Do you want me to spit in your microphone? I guess that's what these guards are for.
So another big thing back in the day was that an actor's name couldn't sound too ethnic. And that was a big reason why they changed a lot of names.
Mm-hmm. What does ethnic mean?
Are you serious?
No, I wanted you to say something silly that you're going to have to edit later.
I don't want to have to add things to it. There's a really popular phrase that you might know called, will it play in Peoria? Peoria? Will it play in Peoria? No?
I've never heard either version of that, yeah.
Oh my God.
I've heard, will it play?
Okay, well, the phrase was started as, will it play in Peoria? And it's based on Peoria, Illinois. And it essentially is something that a lot of people, they still use it today as a phrase. And it just means, will it apply to, like, will it play in mainstream?
Will it play in the flyover states?
Essentially, it's like middle America, mainstream America, and especially back then. Like, this phrase, I think, was created back in, like, vaudeville era. Yeah.
So they picked vaudeville a town on a map that sucked, and no one...
No, don't say that. Like, what if we have a Peoria listener?
There's a line in Futurama that's like, oh, it's good, but we'll get them off their tractors.
Well, but that's kind of a similar... And back then, this meant white middle class, you know. And so that's how they chose names, and that phrase of, like, will it play in Peoria was a big thing that they based it on.
Is that, do you think it's, do they respect their audience, or do you think they're very judgmental of their audiences?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends. Which era are we talking about, now or back then?
And
I wasn't around back then, so I don't actually know. I would say probably not, but...
And sometimes I watch
based
TV
on how they made
think.
People change these fucking names back then.
Like, I watch, and I don't watch, you know, a lot of reality TV or game show type stuff, but when I do accidentally come across it, I'm like, they think we're stupid. Mm-hmm. And then I'll turn on something really intelligent, like, you know, Game of Thrones or whatever, which is a really complicated show.
Yeah.
Mad Men, and I'm like, oh, they trust me that I'm actually
smart
enough
to
get
this.
Yeah, it depends.
I think you can really tell the difference between those TV shows, movies, et cetera.
When does an audience feel insulted?
Right.
And everyone has their different threshold, of course. What are we doing now? You're touching the computer. You're making a face.
I hate when it goes dark, because if it stops recording, you don't know if you've lost your whole episode. So I want to keep it live. But that means I have to keep leaning over and touching the mouse pad. Ugh, the things we have to go through for our art.
So what else is on your notes there?
Okay, so the other thing was that the exception to this rule of, like, will it play in Peoria was if a character, or not character, if the actor was playing a brand that was, like, a character ethnic part. Mm. And again, there's, we're talking mostly stereotypes back then, especially. Some of examples of this was, what's his name? Rudolph Valentino. And oh my gosh, I'm going to butcher his real name. It is Rodolfo Alfonso Raffaello Pierre Philibert Guglielmi di Valentina.
Right.
Kind of can see why they shortened that.
Yeah.
But also they let him maintain his
Italian.
Yeah, like his heritage.
Yeah.
I think it's Italian.
It sounds,
I actually don't know Rudolph Valentino.
Sounds like a character from Godfather.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't even know what era he was, but.
Hmm.
And then another good example of this is Carmen Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
But they had both got stereotyped into their their culture a lot. And her real name was, this one's not as tongue-tied for me, Maria de Carmo Miranda de Cunha.
All right.
Yeah. Judy Garland was, oh boy.
Let me guess.
Oh boy. Okay.
Her name was, Brunetti McClicky Heels?
Close. No, not at all.
No, you were going to say that no matter what I said.
Yep. Judy
I feel
Garland.
Like as an audience, you're disrespecting your audience right now, Colleen.
Are you my audience?
Sort of. Hey, what's your real name?
Her real name was Frances Ethel Gum.
Ooh, that's a good change.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, speaking of lovely, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this Hello Lovely box from one of our sponsors.
Oh, is this hitting the break right now and screeching into an ad?
We're screeching into an ad because right. That lovely name is going
right.
to focus into our
just
Hello Lovely box.
Stop this amazing energy and momentum we have. Let's hear some advertising. Corporate chill.
The Hello Lovely box is a secret box of sisterhood is how it's described. I actually got my box recently.
Is there inside the box some traveling pants?
No, but man, that should be part of it.
Yeah, hello. This company should be listening because these are great ideas for free.
So it was actually born out of a couple glasses of Prosecco and the love of getting packages in the mail and sisterhood. Over 90% of their products come from women-owned small businesses.
Sisterhood, so this is...
Women?
What's...
What?
No, what sisterhood means. I'm just wondering how sisterhood applies to the product. It's like,
well, it's a lot of, it's for the romance reader communities, particularly, it's a lot of, like there's books. So in my Hello Lovely box that I got this month, or maybe it was last month, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It came with a signed copy of Vicious by L.J. Shen, who is a really, really well-known author in my field.
Can I see the cover?
Yeah. And it's an exclusive cover, I believe, that was only for this box.
What do you think L.J. Shen's real word is?
Real word.
Real name.
Real name.
Real word name.
I think it's Lee. I think it's known to be Lee. Like,
I thought you weren't supposed to say.
But I think I've seen her on Facebook say her own name.
Okay.
If I did
so
just out her, I
it.
Feel really terrible.
And she signed it for you.
Yeah,
so
it's a sign
to
get a signed book.
She knew you were
going to
turn on her like that. She my
good friend Nana Malone, you get a free download of her book, Cheeky Royal, in this box. You get some really cool chapsticks. I got like a body scrub. I got a piece of jewelry. It's just like a lot of nice and like small business from women. And it strives to match the spirit of living intentionally, loving yourself. They also donate 15% of their profits to Inc. 180, which is a nonprofit that does free tattoo cover-ups for victims of human trafficking, domestic violence, self-harm, and more.
Oh, wow. That got really serious really quickly.
Yeah.
Well,
I know this company and they do
yeah.
a lot of good. Like they're actively.
Hey, I was human trafficked. I don't like this tattoo. Can you please remove it?
Yeah. Essentially. And so this company, or I guess it's a nonprofit. It's not a company. The nonprofit of Inc. 180 does that for free.
That's really great.
And yeah, the items are just like chic lifestyle, luxury self-care products. Also, some books, because who doesn't love a good romance novel?
It does sound cool.
For 10% off, you can use the code BUBBLES10. Bubbles, BUBBLES 10.
In case you don't know how to spell bubbles.
Well, I thought maybe if I mumbled it, they wouldn't be able to hear me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
no, you're right.
Don't make fun of me.
I think spelling is smart.
Don't make fun of me, Murphy.
So do I get to go out and get the corporate advertising too in
sure.
my brand so I could get like, you know,
yeah.
protein powder and Goodyear tires? And
yeah. I mean, hey, if you want to go out and help me get some corporate sponsorships, man.
I'm not
we've
sure
got a few lined up.
My brand, I guess, complements your brand. You have a very different brand than I do.
Yeah, but some, I don't know. We somehow manage to merge.
That's true. Every night.
Every night. Ayo.
Oh,
we spend too much time together that we make the same joke.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so back to pseudonyms. Let's see. Goodness gracious. Kirk Douglas has an interesting
name. Let
me guess. You're never going to guess these. Why do you keep trying to guess?
Jerk Douglas. No.
No. Weird that that's not. That his parents didn't name him Jerk.
Well, I don't think they knew him very well at the time. Let's be honest.
Wait, is Kirk Douglas a jerk?
No.
Is that a thing?
No, he's not a jerk.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
Then why?
That's why it's funny. Okay. I don't ever heard any stories about him being a jerk.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure he's he has some dark days like anyone else does. But yeah, it's funny because when I said, oh, I didn't really know him, that's funny because no one really knows their kid until, like, when is the soonest that you find out that your kid is a jerk?
Neither of us has a kid, so I don't know.
Yeah, like, so age two, like, all right, the kid is whiny and fussy.
Asshole.
Yeah, the asshole's a little heavy right now. So I guess you're looking at the age when they know better and they're being dicks.
Right.
That's when you can tell you have a jerk.
Or do you just love your kid so much that you can't even see when they're being a dick?
I'm sure that's a lot of parents.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
Hey, you
parents,
know what?
Parents, you know
what
you can
dick.
Do? You can write in.
Can we sell shirts to say, hey, parents, your
hey,
kids are dicks?
Your kids are dicks. That's terrible.
Yep.
Anyway, Kirk Douglas is his real name, which I'm going to mess up this one as well. It's Isur Danielovich.
Whoa.
Isur Danielovich.
Okay.
Jerry Lewis was Joseph Levitch. Bob Dylan. Do you know Bob Dylan's real name? You're a Bob Dylan fan.
Not really, but I should know, but I don't.
Robert Allen Zimmerman.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Martin Sheen has kind of
oh,
a cool story.
Going back to Dylan, by the way.
Yeah.
This is actually what makes me not like him. And I respect him as a musician and all that stuff. Like, no one can take that away from him. But I think when he was younger, starting out in music, he used to tell these totally false stories about himself, like riding the rails and, you know, from train cars and traveling the country and this like Jack Kerouac-esque type lifestyle.
Oh, I hate Jack Kerouac.
Apparently, it's none of it's true. It was just
really?
This bullshit, yeah. And you can imagine back in the 50s or 60s, and your buddy is Bob Dylan, and you're like, oh man, that guy's gonna make it. It drives me crazy because he lies.
He's a liar.
The village telling them that he's traveling the country on train tracks. That's fucking bullshit, Bob, and you know it.
Oh man.
Yeah.
It's like, who was the news broadcaster recently?
You want to be more specific?
Who did that? He, well, it's true right now.
It was this person lied about their background?
He lied about being, like, in a helicopter in Iraq and getting shot at.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I really like him.
Yeah.
And I to hear how that tale got kind of out of
well,
hand
that, to me, it's slightly different because, like, there's this weird bad
no, he didn't
with
have
quarters.
This history of lying
yeah.
about
but Bob Dylan did it just like a lot of artists do it because, like, well, I'm obviously going to be famous, so I better get my brand down before I have am actually making freaking money. but I'd love to know people that picked really amazing nicknames and then never made it.
Why do you keep calling them nicknames?
I mean,
they're
sorry.
Pseudonyms.
It's a nickname for yourself.
A nickname is like Bobby when your name is Robert.
That's true. All right.
Anyway.
Again, my inability. See, once I get the wrong word stuck in my head.
I know. It's like calling me Diana all over again. stop sitting so loud. Why do you just sit in the microphone?
Because it's funny. Keep reading.
Martin Sheen has a pretty cool story. Everyone probably knows that Estevez, because obviously Emilio.
I think his real name was Jerk Sheen.
Why? Why are you?
It's a running joke now. People that are listening, they feel like they're
so at some point it's
going to
be funny.
I start with a bad joke, and then I'm slowly going to tweak it.
Keep saying it.
Enough duct tape, this joke will be funny.
Oh,
go ahead.
Man.
You keep bringing the stuff.
There's
keep...
not enough editing in the world.
That's right. Make sure your computer's working. Everyone in your house just went silent. All right. So keep going.
I'm pausing because I'm going to have to cut that whole thing out.
What? What? Cut out what? It's fine. Don't shush me.
Okay, so anyway, Martin Sheen, his last name was Estevez, but his full name was Ramon Antonio Gerardo Estevez. Mm. And his story was that he said whenever he went to casting calls and auditions, he was met with, like, hesitation, and the people who were kind of organizing the auditions were looking at him kind of weird because of his name, and he never got any parts. And then the second he changed his name to Sheen, like, the first audition he had with Sheen, mm-hmm. he got cast.
Ooh.
And
yeah.
So, but then he said that looking back, he's really resentful, and he... if he could go back and do it again, he wouldn't change his name.
Resentful at who?
At like Hollywood. The fact that he couldn't get a part with his given
yeah,
name.
Yeah, you know what? That's how the game is played, man.
Yeah, but he said, it, and this is actually, I think, really sad. He said that it made his father really, really sad that he
mm-hmm.
gave up his name. And if he could go back
right.
and do it again, he
would. Well, maybe if his father hadn't called him Jerk, he would have been a better son.
Still working on that duct tape, I see.
Slowly getting funny. I think he might have something at the end of this.
But he never officially changed his name. Like, he never legally changed it to Sheen. He's still Estevez on his driver's license. And, like, I think he said his wife still calls him.
Yeah.
And his wife's name is Mrs. Estevez. And obviously Emilio didn't change it, but Charlie did.
Oh, I did think of a good story where someone... So, Stephen King's son...
mm-hmm. Joe
Hill.
Mm-hmm.
He, and I really respect this, he picked a name that got away from the King name because he wanted to see if he could make it without his dad's help. Not that it was, you know, he would get direct help, but just, you know, you always would wonder if you made it, is it because you were a king and people think that talent
yeah.
runs in your DNA? Or, and I really respect that. And I know, I mean, if I had a kid that wanted to get into comics and they wanted to play up that they were my son to do it, I don't know. Again,
you'd
it's
be
a game.
At that.
No, I mean, you know, I wouldn't blame them. This is just how it works.
It is part of how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, but also, it makes you respect the people who don't do that.
Right. So I'd say to him, listen, Jerk Murphy. See?
Oh,
now we
damn
got
it.
Something.
I hate that you're right, that you finally made that work.
Yep. All right, I can stop now. I'm going to go back to being normal.
Speaking of people who didn't use their family name.
I think I found this.
Wait. Why are we assuming that he's taking your last name?
Oh, you think his kid's with you?
Jerk Katana Murphy.
That's me and Diana.
Or we can, like, Brangelina our names and be Katurfy.
Or Charlene, to not sound like a rugby tournament or whatever. What'd you call us?
Rugby tournament?
What did you call us? Katurfy?
Katurfy.
Yeah, it sounds like something that you have on a field hockey field to make sure that the grass doesn't die or something.
It's like a Zamboni. Like a nice
That's all right. You're mixing up your sports equipment.
Anyway, so Nicolas Cage was a...
He was another one. He got
yeah.
away from... He didn't want to be a Coppola. He wanted to be Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, which I think is pretty darn cool
yeah.
as well. Like,
and he went
like
crazy.
Oh, did he though?
He
yeah,
seems to be enjoying
so.
Himself. But I think he was going to splurge buying dinosaur bones and some stuff that... I can't verify that, but...
Dinosaur bones?
Yeah, he had some weird interests in his purchases.
Huh.
Yeah. But he keeps making movies, so working his ass off, so
yeah.
he must be
He's
doing
something
right. Yeah.
He chose the last name Cage. Do you know this reason? It's related to your field.
Oh, Luke Cage.
Yeah,
he's a comic book fan.
Yeah.
That's right. He, it's funny, they tried to do a Superman movie with him. It didn't come
Ooh.
To fruition. But
him as Superman?
I know.
Mm.
This was in the 90s, right after Con Air, so he was...
Pretty hot stuff. By that
yeah,
point.
I mean, he's always had the hairline, but you can fix that. yeah, I mean, he's not anyone's first. Visually, he doesn't really match Superman. I think most people could agree. Whether you like him or not, it's fine.
Yeah.
But there was an amazing documentary about this movie and how it all went wrong. But they had some pretty amazing ideas that he was coming up with and like things he was doing to get into character. Like, he has some really impressive results in that documentary. It's too bad. The movie itself might not have been great, but the documentary that we got because of it, and I think it's on YouTube for free, is definitely worth checking out.
Interesting.
And they are not a sponsor.
They're not a sponsor, but if you want to sponsor us, email us.
Yeah, failed Nicolas Cage documentary. If you want to sponsor us, you and Rodeo McTur, whatever.
Rodeo, what was it, McTwainy?
McTwainy. McTurfy. Jerky Rodeo McTurkey.
Jerk Murphy and
Jerk Murphy and the Rodeo Twerks. That sounds like an amazing band.
Oh man. Oh gosh. Let's see. Natalie Portman was born Natalie Hirschlag.
If I was going to middle school with her, I would have totally taken the piss out of her last name, Hirschlag.
Oh,
man,
so
I forgot
cute.
To flush the toilet. It's a Hirschlag in here.
Oh, gross. Oh, man. She took her grandmother's maiden name as her stage name,
mm-hmm.
And she said she did it to protect her family's privacy, which I don't really understand because we all know her real name anyway.
Yeah,
but whatever.
How many of these do you have left? Come on, how many do we really
so,
know?
So, River Phoenix and Joaquin Phoenix have a cool story that they were raised in a cult. Do you know this? That their family, I think they have five siblings, and their mom and dad were a part of a pretty famous cult named Children of God.
Yeah.
And the Children of God cult was known for a tolerance of incest. They did not necessarily have any trauma from this, they say, or at least Joaquin said in interviews.
Wow.
But when he was 2 or 3 years old, his parents left the cult and changed their last name, which was Bottom. Like a bottom.
Yeah, okay, got it. Can you spell it for us?
B-O-T-T-O-M. And they changed it to Phoenix because they felt that they were having a rebirth after leaving this this cult.
That's cool.
And that they
Phoenix
were rising out of an ash.
Yeah, that's pretty... You know, you're that,
kind of neat,
that
right?
Freaking clever and smart. Why did you get involved in a cult in the first place?
No, I mean, I guess they're...
It wasn't a serious question.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, this long list brought to us by Infinity, time that never ends.
What are you talking... We're only... How long in are we? We're not that long into this.
No, you read a stuff to look up for themselves. What else you got?
I mean, but the point of a podcast is to introduce interesting stories to people.
I think it's interesting if I rewrite it right now. Give me that thing.
No.
Let's see what else you're going to throw at me.
Do you know why Prince changed his name to the symbol?
Legal reasons.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, some legal contract that he couldn't get out of. And if he was known as Prince, he couldn't play XYZ. So he changed his name to the artist formerly known as.
Well, he changed his name to the symbol.
Right.
Yeah. And the media changed it to the artist formerly known as, because how could they talk about it?
Yeah. That's...
But his real name is Prince. His name is Prince Rogers Nelson. And in 1993, he had a contractual dispute with Warner Brothers, and they trademarked his own damn name. Like, they trademarked his name out from under him.
Did you say damn?
Yeah.
His own damn name.
His own damn name.
Yeah.
I actually have damn written in my notes.
I could tell, because it wasn't a
forced
damn. Yeah. Let me tell you about acting, Colleen. You need to
see,
make it
just
sound
Colleen.
Like spontaneous.
This is why we're doing this episode.
I don't care. I'm just unemployed. You're the one that wanted to do this podcast
but
anyway.
Isn't that ridiculous? Like, they named his, or they owned his own name. Like, that's fucking insane to me. That someone can just, like, trademark your name and all of a sudden anything that you created under your own given name is no longer owned by you. It's owned by Warner Brothers.
Well, yeah. So I can probably explain why that would happen, but I don't think anyone cares just listening to this. But
I just think it's crazy. It's like...
All right. So if you are an artist and you sign the contracts, as your artist's name is going to be Prince because you're basing it off of your real name, then that's part of the deal now. So do they have litigation? Do they have some kind of claim over that if they're your record producer?
And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
They do.
But if you had... Yeah, I could see why that would happen. It is annoying, though.
That's bananas. I don't know.
Did you think of bananas on the spot, or did you write bananas?
No, I thought of bananas.
Because it was more of a heartfelt banana. Not like when you
said
damn.
You're a heartfelt banana. They changed his own damn name. I'm an actor. Come see me in Young Frankenstein
next
week.
Why don't you tell me the last name on the list?
I'm not skipping ahead.
How long is this list? You know there's a lot of people who use fake names in entertainment.
But the whole fucking point of a podcast is that we chat about it.
I think it's
Dick
more interesting
Wad.
If we...
What else are you... just want this to end so you can go, like, watch
Dick,
drama.
Watch porn. Dick Wad Murphy. That's
Dick Wad
contender.
Murphy. That's his little brother.
All right, so.
So Stephen King started writing under Richard Bachman for a while because he wanted to change genres.
Mm-hmm.
The reason he chose Richard Bachman was because he had a book next to him by Richard Stark, and then a song by Bachman Turner Overdrive was playing as he was talking to his publisher trying to come up with a pseudonym.
Mm.
Thought that was interesting.
I'm sure you did.
You're such a dick. Your name is Digwon Ruby.
I'll take it.
J.K. Rowling is Joanne Rowling.
It's not like Just Kidding Rowling.
Not J.K., yeah, Just Kidding Rowling. She was asked by her publisher to use initials because when she wrote Harry Potter, the publisher was afraid that little boys might not read a book that was written by a woman.
Well, little boys can be stupid sometimes.
I think they're always stupid. Case in point with
you. I think
you.
All children can be stupid, not just boys.
Yes, that's true. I was a weird fucking kid. I was.
You've done the list.
Kid.
That's it.
I'm done.
That's all you
that's
have.
That's it.
You just
made
it
fucking. Yeah, you made it painful.
You made it awkward.
Yeah, you made it really painful. But I was trying to wrap it up.
Was it the sponsored by Infinity? Time to last forever. Oh, you didn't hear that line.
I missed that.
Oh, you listened to it. It's there.
I'll hear it when I'm like fucking
yeah,
editing this thing
edit
for the
out.
Next day.
What do you have to cut out? Everything here is fine. It's brilliant. It's authentic. People are dying for.
No, I don't think we'll end up cutting too much out. There's usually like a little, like one or two moments that I'm like, ugh, it's just too long. Let me just cut this chunk out.
Right.
Stuff like that. But okay. But then if you join our Patreon, you can see some of those bloopers and deleted scenes by
mm-hmm.
by joining that.
Yep.
Patreon actually just went up the other day. So
oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you can see the bloopers or hear them?
Well, right now we're not actually filming us, so you'll hear them. Like, I'll
right.
put together, like, a blooper reel.
But eventually we'll see you, like, trip on something as you come
eventually
to the studio.
Eventually we'll start to film.
You'll wear,
it.
Like, a see-through shirt accidentally.
No, what? This is the second episode that you've talked about
I'm
me
just
showing
asking,
my body.
Is it?
Yes.
What happened the first time?
The first episode you were like, so if you do an episode about stripping, what will you wear?
That's not as bad as the thing I just said.
Well, they're both pretty terrible.
I don't know. Yeah, you are in the sex industry in a way, right?
No, I'm not in the sex industry.
You're in my sex industry. Yeah, try to unpack that and decide if you're offended or not.
See, this shit might get deleted.
Authentic.
Oh, man. In any case, I am not in the sex industry as a romance writer.
I mean, it's kind of, you know, I don't know. Let me work on my argument, and I'll spring it on you next time.
Oh,
you're
I can't,
not expecting it.
Can't wait.
I'm going to earn my name, Jerk Murphy.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you already have earned that name many times over. Dickwad Murphy.
Wait, people call me Jerk for short.
So I guess that pretty much wraps up our second episode here. Pretty fun. Pretty fun one. Now I don't have to edit out my name when you call me by the wrong one. You can find us on social
you
media.
Got it, Katana.
Yay, you did it. You can find us on social media. I'm on Instagram at Katana Collins. That's KatanaCollins. And Sean is at...
I think just Google me.
Know.
You'll find me. Put in Sean Murphy Batman. You'll find me. See? That's what success is.
Cocky motherfucker.
Put in Jerk Murphy Batman.
I think you're... Sean underscore G underscore Murphy on Twitter.
Yep,
I don't know.
No worries. Sean
and then
Murphy.
Search us on the Patreon. See what fun stuff we've got. We've got some like fun things like Sean and I will fill out a Mad Libs page and mail it to you. Or we'll sign a postcard and you get a signed postcard. We have extra content that will be up soon.
Sometimes
that kind of thing.
When I introduce myself to people at shows, if I just say Sean Murphy, they don't know who I am.
That's true.
I have to say Sean Gordon
middle.
Murphy. And people are like, why do you have to go by your middle name? And my answer is, I didn't. But I was trying to get SeanMurphy.com, which was taken by some photographer, I think. So I threw my middle name in there, not knowing that I was forever changing my label.
Your identity.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny, because I used to get made fun of for being Gordon. Like, Gordon Fishsticks, haha, which is spelled differently. That idiots
that...
in third grade who are listening right now.
Is that the point you made
probably
when they were
moved to
from...
Romania.
Is this when you made your puff paint t-shirt for the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, man. My cheap parents wouldn't even buy me a freaking Dallas Cowboys shirt from Kmart.
So they gave him puff paint and they told him to make his own.
Oh,
pretty sure that's why you got made fun of that, your
and
Gordon middle name.
I had a lot of reasons to get made fun of. Like, I was
we
not,
all did.
I was not cool until... Like
I wasn't either.
5 minutes
I don't
ago.
Think you are cool yet.
Jerk Murphy doesn't need your approval.
Oh,
but yeah, if I don't go by Sean Gordon Murphy, people often get tripped up. And Patrick Stewart.
Jean-Luc Picard.
He'll
always be Jean-Luc Picard to me.
And someone said, oh, you know, Pat Stewart's coming to this convention. I'm like, who the hell is Pat Stewart? And they're looking at me like, Patrick Stewart. I'm like, oh.
Wow, they knew him by his nickname.
In your, yeah, I guess. I wish they did. But you have things filed away in your brain under certain things. And if you leave out the certain part of your name people are used to hearing, I can see why it trips them up.
The other captain does that. What's the original captain? What's his name? Kirk.
Yes.
But what's his real name?
His real name or his pseudonym?
Oh, is that not his real name?
The name he goes by is William Shatner.
Right, but people call him Bill, right?
Right, like, but Bill and William are, you know,
no, I know. Related. No, I know.
Oh, okay.
Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, in the same way that someone was like, Pat Stewart's coming,
right.
People say, like, Bill Shatner a lot.
What is his real name? Do you think that's his real name?
I don't know.
Let's look it up live right now when the stakes are high.
To the Google man.
William Jerk. Nope. Oh, he's Canadian. Yeah, I used to know that.
I can't believe it took you the whole episode to tell that Gordon story. I thought for sure, like, it was going to be one of the first things you talked about was why you chose to use your middle name.
Yeah, it was just because of a website. I honestly don't care if people use my middle name. I don't even like my middle name, and it was lame for most of my childhood. And now everyone says it like it's, you know. I believe William Shatner.
I think that's his real name.
Is his real name.
Yeah. One of the things that you and I talked about once was you taking my last name when we got married, or if we ever did have children,
yeah.
It was like them taking my last name, you taking my last
right.
name,
yeah.
Being Katana's.
Yeah, if I went, if I had to pick a name now, there actually is a Voorhees in my family.
Yeah.
And you don't watch horror movies, so you don't know.
No,
but
I don't know.
But it's a big, horror. I think it's Friday the 13th or Nightmare.
Is Jason.
Jason Voorhees,
right?
Yeah, Jason Voorhees,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
Right.
That's right?
I believe, man, people are screaming at their computers right now because we should know the answer to this. Especially
my
people.
Why would I know this?
Oh, I'm revealing my ignorance of my own. But I know Voorhees is like, that name's got some street cred. And obviously, katanas are, you know, cool weapons of destruction.
People always think that Katana is not my real name. They always think that that's the made up part, and
yeah.
to tell them like Collins is the fake one. Anyway,
no, it's real.
It's the real one.
Is it too late to change my name to Voorhees Katana, the artist
never
who draws
too late.
Batman,
the artist formerly known as Sean Gordon?
Yeah, if Warner Brothers chokeholds me on my contract, I
might
have to resort to Voorhees Katana, which also sounds like a Mortal Kombat character.
I don't even know Mortal Kombat.
I know.
well, that's our episode. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Thank you, person in Romania.
Yeah.
Rodeo McTwangy.
Romanian listener and our Finland listener and all of you listeners out there. Thank
all
you so
10.
Much. No, there's a decent amount, man.
Oh, there is? Okay.
Yeah. We got a good little following so far. So we'll see you in another week or two. And... have a good one. Bye, guys. Talk flirty to me. Talk.